What's going on, and welcome back to A New Sound with me, Morgan Brown. Hope everyone is doing well as the world again continues to reopen. Things are looking better, feeling better almost every day, and I'm really happy because another one of my dear friends is actually on the podcast today. His name, Ben Keefe. He's here to show us, and we're here to talk about his new album, Divining Rod. Well, technically it's not an album. We discuss in a great measure on how it's not necessarily a record, it's not necessarily an album, it's a collection of songs from a certain era. And that's what we discuss on the podcast. I cannot wait for you to listen. Ben, again, is one of my oldest, dearest friends. We've been supporting each other musically for a while. And when this musical project came out, I was really excited because it's awesome. Like, when your friends do really cool things, it's really important to say that you really like them. It's really important to support your friends and specifically the people that support you. So thank you so much again, Ben, for coming on the show. Go check out his new album or musical project on Bandcamp, Divining Rod. And thank you so much again for listening to the podcast, supporting me, supporting my music, supporting my friends' music, people that I have on the podcast, either my heroes or my best friends. Thank you so much again, Ben. And here is my interview with the one and only Ben Keefe. Hope everyone is well. Stay cool this summer. And thank you so much again for listening to the podcast. Here's my interview with Ben Keefe.
Circle my thoughts and fall out. Just as my name gets called out. That's what I'm talking about when I say that my luck's about to run out. But I know I should slow my roll and stop looking so far ahead, especially when the roll has not been shot, let alone developed yet. Finally,
hey, Ben. What's up, dude? Yeah, that's my recording voice. That's when
hi, Morgan.
That's when you know the episode started.
Hi, times two. How are you doing?
Well, man. Ugh. Thank you for doing this. I know it's been a hectic journey to get you on the podcast, so I'm really sorry about all my delays.
No, I think it kind of adds to the suspense.
No, huge and suspense.
Makes me more excited.
No, definitely. Absolutely. Huge suspense over here. I think the listeners have been begging for it.
Yeah, I can really tell, you know.
Well, I think it's also really nice that it was really good, like, the last 3 weeks of, like, the podcast. Like, Eric was 2 weeks ago.
I know.
Awesome. So that was really great to see, to hear him on and stuff and talk to his friend Trevor and stuff. And now I also have one of my other best friends on the podcast. For those of you who don't know, I'm talking to Ben Keefe.
Yeah,
that's you.
At first I was like, who's he talking about? He's talking to me today.
I'm talking to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben is another
one. Yeah, we've gone back for a while.
Oh,
we've known each other for a long time.
Really long time. Like, I would say even earlier than I knew Eric, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. So
you could not mention Eric again, that would be good.
I'm not going to give him any more credit. He's done.
Okay.
Yeah, no, this is a Ben Keefe episode. Ben is one of my oldest, dearest friends, and it's crazy because you put out a record this year. You did that.
Yeah, I guess you'd call it that. I don't know what to call it, but I just say that I've uploaded some music. I don't know what to call it, you know.
Oh, interesting. You don't consider it like an album. Let's start with that. Okay, so I mean, the album is called Divining Rod.
Divining Rod.
Divining Rod. I messed that up already.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, okay.
I'll
let's
just
start
count the strikes.
No, thank you. I really, yeah, it's a three strike and then you leave the interview kind of thing.
Love it.
So what made you, okay, so it's not a record. You just say you uploaded some music. You don't think they're connected in any way? It's, you don't think it's a, it's an, like, it's a 10 song musical project. You don't consider that a record?
Yeah, because like, I feel like in, you said a record or an album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's fully produced, like polished, good to go, pack it, ship it, send it out.
Okay.
Whereas this is kind of like, I don't know, I definitely wanted, there's definitely a backlog of stuff in my head that I just wanted to get out so I could move on to more stuff. So
I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
Now, what
I
was
guess project?
Yeah.
Project.
Okay. So musical project, we'll call it.
Okay. That's pretentious too, though. So I don't know. That's a thing, Morgan.
That's a thing. Yeah.
That's the thing.
Oh, I love you, Ben.
Love you too, Morgan.
So then, okay. So then why that name for the musical project?
Oh yeah.
I'm really curious.
Okay.
Because the album cover is actually really cool as well. I know there's a podcast, so obviously we're not going to talk about visuals, but.
Okay.
Yeah. But, like, it's a very interesting cover.
Yeah. So the name, my dad and I were watching like, you know what Svengoolie is, like that horror like program on MeTV.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so we were watching a B movie, you know.
How I feel about B horror films. Big fan.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So we were watching one of those, and in it, one of the characters used the word divining rod, and I was like, wow, what the heck is that? And my dad was telling me about it. And basically, a divining rod is something that like farmers used to use back like a long, long time ago to try to find water and other like gemstones and other naturally occurring things. But it's a pseudoscience. So it's not real. But like people still like follow it and believe it. And there's some really funny like about
like alchemy almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just something really funny about a name that sounds so serious, but really like is attached to something that doesn't exist. It's like
that's really fascinating, dude. That's
so,
that's,
I don't know, I just really like the phrase.
No, but that's a really interesting idea. Like that's a really interesting
idea.
That's a really cool like name for, I mean, I love the record. I love the music.
Oh,
I really do,
Morgan.
I like, and I think it's actually very interesting because you said something very specific to me when I listened to the record. Obviously I enjoyed it on my first listen. I enjoyed it on my first listen. But then you were like, oh, listen to it with the lyrics. And
yeah.
And then it's actually like, you were right. It's a different experience. It's honestly two different experiences. It's really weird. Like, and I will say this in like the least pretentious way that I possibly can, but it's when I did that, it's again, when I listened to it the first time, I'm like, oh, this isn't, let's say, an album. But then when I read it along with lyrics, it almost felt like a novel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, you know,
cause you touched on a lot of similar themes, I'd say.
Okay.
Maybe I'm completely wrong. I'm curious to see like where your head was at with all the songs, and we'll go into it, obviously. But where were you, how, like, did you just write these songs, like, throughout the last, like, 5 years, 4 years? Like, what was the writing process? Like, are these just all old tracks?
Well, I guess to start, I'd say since I wrote all the songs, definitely I put a lot of time into the lyrics. So, I mean, just like anyone else who,
of course,
puts out music, they're going to want people, you know, to hear the words, because at least for me, I think that's what takes the longest, and I feel like that's how the music will be most understood. So that's why I definitely said that to you, as well as, you know, like our friends, just like you know, hopefully it can carry you through like with the sound and the catchiness and just kind of like the overall like feeling, but hopefully like it can carry you through to like the second listen in which you want to like look at the lyrics and like go deeper.
Well, I definitely I had that with a bunch of like specific tracks actually. Like
yeah.
when I think Estate Planning is a really good track. Like I really like that song, actually. It was a really good one. Obsessive folding disorder, which I want to get into some of those lyrics.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot, again, it's very fascinating. So I like those two songs back to back. They're very, very thematic to me, in my opinion. At least, again, and that's just my perspective as a listener, though. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I love it.
And I was,
there's
it was
no
very
wrong way to interpret. You
there's
know?
Not.
That's
and
what I like about
it. And I think it's also super funny because, mm-hmm. again, like, I love all of our friends very much. But it's so fascinating when, like, you were like, oh, I put out a record. I'm like, oh, like, wait, what? Like, I actually knew that you were working on this because I hope I gave you as much feedback as possible.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, your recording process. Because I know we had a couple conversations about that. But it was
like a little backstory. Like, you, for those of you who could possibly be listening, Morgan helped me record, like, my first, like, stuff in his basement, and I don't think I put it anywhere. Actually, I think Morgan's the only person that actually has
the
recordings. But, like, yeah, so you've been in it.
I've been a very big champion of you from the beginning. I think you are a very good artist, and I've always thought you were incredible. So
thank you.
When you put out, like, this full project, I was super stoked to get into it.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, I was like super stoked. It was like really cool for you. And then I want to read this one excerpt because it was a very interesting.
Like,
I want to read a little excerpt from
Obsessive
Folding Disorder, because again,
okay.
It's almost like
the receipts.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you think I don't come prepared to this stuff? You don't think there's any prep involved?
Yes.
I mean, no one listens to this, but I really care about it.
People listen, Morgan.
I know. I've got thousands of fans. Thousands. So
love it.
So when you're in the second verse, or like, I guess it's the chorus in that case, but it's the three dimensions, few small mistakes along the way, through now their bones, then their veins, so opaque like a stain. Like, that is such poetry. Like, I know that you don't like love receiving compliments sometimes. But I'm telling you, like, when I was like, I was genuinely really impressed. Like, even like me as a songwriter, like, I work with a lot of musicians and things, but dude, your lyrics, like, it seems like you fucking slaved over them, and they're so good. Like, I just really want to reiterate it, how much I really like this record.
Okay. Thanks, Morgan. I mean, like, from my point of view, I think some of what you're saying is definitely why I emphasize, like, if you can, you know, listen to with the lyrics, because that's kind of where you're right. Sorry to go away from that one song, another song, I had like 99% of it done, but I really wasn't satisfied with the last lines in it. Mm-hmm. So I just sat on it for about like 4 years.
Oh,
so
wow. Just, well, like, what song is that?
That was And As She Walks By.
Okay, that's a really good song too.
It's just like I had lots of interchangeable lyrics, and that's kind of like the way I work for a lot of the songs. And sometimes when I'm practicing it, I just know that, like, all right, this is filler, and it's just gonna ruin the whole song for me if I leave it in. So I just need to, like, not have it done until something comes. So
is that more of the process? You do lyrics first, or you do lyrics last? I mean, I know it changes. Obviously, it changes with every song. But
No. Typically. Good question, though. Well, the lyrics kind of come from a pool of iPhone notes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone does it.
Yeah, just everyone.
That's such a musician thing, specifically.
Yeah, so, like, you know, I don't really need to explain it, but, like, you know, hearing stuff, thinking of stuff, waking up, and, like, first sentence I think of, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's in, like, a just big old pool on my phone, and I'll kind of like fit that in to progressions and melodies that I have written. And sometimes I feel like the melodies, I don't even know if that's the question you're asking at this point, but like sometimes
I was gonna say your actual like songwriting process and how you go about like shaping you like the actual songs.
Like I think I'll create a melody and I'll have lyrics in mind that fit with the mood of the melody. So normally it starts with the melody, the chords, progressions. I like rhythm guitar more than lead, so that's definitely starts with chords.
I think we're both on that like that path.
For sure.
I mean, I think we always make the joke that I'm a John, not a George.
Kind of. I think you taught me. I mean, John Lennon. That's how I like do my chords all the time.
I know he. I know they're a huge influence on you.
Yeah.
But dude, you were the one who was showing me, dude. Some of those chords are fucking hard.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Like, oh my god. What's that?
Happy about? Just to Dance with You.
Oh yeah, you were saying that.
That's a big one.
Dude, those chords are nuts.
Yeah, really intricate. That
very intricate stuff. You know, I think rhythm guitar is, I mean, yeah, I think I really like just to like, I love writing songs. You obviously wrote most of it just on acoustic guitar.
Yeah, all of it's on acoustic, and yeah, just, I fool around on that. Yeah. And then whenever I hear or think of like lyrics that might fit from my phone, I'll slap them together mm-hmm. and then a lot of rewriting, but I don't know. I just like when I was first starting to play guitar, like both my parents kind of play, so they really helped me in the beginning, like learning the basic chords and whatnot. And then of course, like the bar chord was the breakthrough, but then like it was like a wall. Cause it's like, oh, how do I learn more chords and everything else? Like how did people get good at guitar? And then I was like trying to do like covers online.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me so long to like learn a cover. I was just like, well, if I'm like taking all this time to learn a song, it might as well be my own. So that's why I just started to like write stuff.
No, for sure. Room. I mean, that's exactly, I definitely learned how to sing and play guitar at the same time at some point. I think, learning like Nirvana or like Green Day or Blink-182 songs or whatever, like I was liking at the time. But no, I think finding, and that was something that I also really wanted to bring up specifically with you because it was so funny when I was describing like the record, I think it was like either talking to Sean or like someone, but I was like, the best part about the record is how Ben Keefe it is. No, like, and I'm saying this, it's very hard for artists to find a specific voice. It's hard to have, I've gone through it. I struggle with it frequently as an artist. I finding your voice and your genre and how you want to be perceived and things. And there's none of that with you. Like you're so authentically yourself. And this record's a fucking great, like, way to understand how you and your weird brain works.
That's funny.
No, it's true. Yeah, I believe that, you know?
I guess that, you know, I haven't really shared it too much.
Well, now you're promoting
music,
it.
So, like,
so now,
yeah, I guess
now a lot
here
of people
we are.
Will find out about it.
But here's the thing. I truly am saying, like, I just did it for myself. And I really am happy to share it with my friends. And, you know, like hear their individual takes and, you know, absorb it all. But I think that what you were saying earlier, it just comes from like, it really is like, I'm definitely laying myself on the line, even though like the lyrics are obscure and stuff. Like it definitely is like, it really is like what I think
and that's amazing.
Like who I am.
No, and like that
is
so
just for myself.
True.
So like,
but the fact that you even like, do you know how hard it is for musicians to not have like, again, you're one of these artists, man. And I've like seen like, it's just so funny because like you as a person, like you don't do it for acclaim. It's not like you have like an ego, which is so crazy as like other musicians. Like I know a lot of me, my musician friends, we write songs to get fucking praise. Because we have ego issues. Like we, you know what I mean? Like we have psychological problems, which makes us want to specifically, ooh, everyone needs to tell me how great I am. I'm going to write this really good song. But the fact that you actually use your art specifically just for your own like self-amusement is so, I know that you don't know, but I know that you don't.
I like that phrase.
Self-amusement.
No, self-amusement. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, like, do you know, like, you have that naturally, and that's so hard to find in a musician and an artist specifically.
Thanks, Morgan.
I mean, I get it. Dude, there's no, like, come on. You're one of, like, my really like oldest like best friends, and I genuinely like your music, so I'm gonna like compliment you like crazy.
No.
Aw. Oh,
cool.
I just want to promote you, and I love this record, and I think you're doing great stuff, dude. And I, you know, I'm gonna tell everyone about it. So good luck with that.
All right. See ya.
Okay. Cool. That was very understood.
Wait. Let's circle back to what you said, though. I just said circle back.
Oh, let's piggybacking off that.
Oh, okay. Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
No. Okay. So, no, that's just another work thing. But
Oh, got it.
You were.
That took me a second.
You were saying were you wondering about lyrics to the Folding song?
Oh yeah, I was actually. No, I was saying it just to saying it, but also I do think that is a very interesting song to like, not saying diagnose, like not go through, but like to actually like, I was really curious about your intention with like, because again, like we were talking about how your lyrics are more on the, like these, like the way that I would like describe like a lot of the songs in a weird way, it's like David Foster Wallace was like, I'm going to play acoustic guitar too. Like, that is like that.
I've never read his stuff, but
oh, he's a great writer, and you remind me a lot of his stuff actually.
Amherst guy.
Huge Amherst, not UMass Amherst, but Amherst, the big school.
No, the Amherst.
Yeah, the Amherst. You know, not ZooMass.
Yeah,
not the zoo. But yeah, no, I think it was, just, but like that's like the thing. It's like super highly intellectual lyrics with like beautiful, just like nice guitar parts. And I think that, so what was your going in like out of the, like pick, like let's go through three songs. I'm really curious actually real quick. And then I'm curious the ones that you want to talk about. Like, let's start with Obsessive Folklore, and then I kind of want to hear your other picks for songs that you like really like thought you crushed. And I'm genuinely
just absolutely nailed.
Just fucking nailed it, dude.
Oh wait, can we swear on this?
Oh yeah, dude. This is just for me.
Okay.
You think I put these out? This is just on my laptop. I listened back when I'm
fuck. All right, cool.
Yeah, no. So Obsessive Folding Disorder. What was like when you were going about that song?
All right. Well, a little behind the music. That one. That started, you know, in college.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote it in my dorm. Like the chords at least.
Okay.
The chords are super hard. So like I stopped playing guitar. I was playing guitar all throughout college, and I stopped for like a year, probably like a year, like actually senior year of college and to like after college. So I wasn't playing at all. So that was a song that took me the longest to relearn, which is just so funny. Like I knew how to play it, but my fingers just were not ready for it. I'll show you the progression sometime.
Love that. That'd be really cool, man.
But, yeah, I thought it was really like beautiful, some beautiful chords going on. And then the song, so basically that one, the like overarching like idea of that song is when you do something once and it's just like you're not thinking about it, and you look back on it, it's perfect, and then when you try to replicate that again, it's never like the first time. Even if that continues, like hold on, so and even if you're talking about the second time of whatever it is, like I say the analogy or whatever is like folding. So like when you fold something the first time, you know, and you look back, like it's perfect when you do the second time. And then when you fold something the second time and you look back, it's just like, does that make sense? Or
no, dude, but only you could think of that. Like I'm being serious and I'm being genuine.
Yeah,
I'm
maybe.
Like, no, Ben, come on. Don't be modest. I'm telling you, in my personal opinion, that's such a unique thought. And that's why this record is really unique and I really like it. But that makes so much sense.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like a problem though. Like I think about that stuff like in life all the time, you know?
Definitely just like not the a problem.
Like the first time like you do something and you look back at it, it's perfect. And then you try to recreate it. Mm-hmm. It's not as good. But even that next time, if you look back at that second time, it's perfect because you're obsessing over the mistakes of the third time, and just kind of like this endless cycle.
But like that's so fascinating to me, and that actually that like really makes sense as like the song now. And now I have one I like go back and listen to a different perspective.
Riff on OCD.
Oh, but that, like, but again, there's someone out there who will relate to that. You know that, right?
Yeah.
And then I think another one that I thought was really interesting was Professor Jovial Jester. Did I say that correctly?
Sure. Yeah.
Thanks. So, because that's a really short little sweet song.
Yeah, that one was last minute. I was like, all right, I want to end this on like a nice little like peaceful note. And I wanted to learn how to finger guitar mm-hmm. or like finger strum. Is
finger
that
pick,
what?
Yeah, finger like, pick.
Finger pick. So I learned how to do that. And then that was what came out. That was back in college too. So, and then I don't know. I just thought those chords sounded good together.
I just thought it was a really, I just honestly wanted to mention that it's a little pretty piece. I think it's a very good song.
Yeah. I like the name the best.
All the names on that are so sick. And I'll have like, again, like weird double meanings. And it's a very good record. I'm just like saying like, yeah, I can't sing your praise enough.
I definitely want people to see that there's like double meanings in some of the stuff.
And I,
like
and I got deeper, that. I'm not, like, stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not super dumb, but I'm definitely not the brightest. So definitely you need to explain some things. And I think moving forward too, I think it's also very, so what is your, like, what's the game plan? Was this the big project for now? Or again, in a couple of years, you want to put out more music? Where are you at right now mentally? Especially that we just had like the pandemic and everything, and you clearly had some time off. And
oh yeah,
is there anything?
I mean, that gave me the excuse to. Well, the pandemic gave me the excuse, or actually, like, no more excuses to like sit down and mm-hmm. do this. You know, I learned how to use GarageBand, borrowed a mic from our friend John Forbes.
Oh, shout out John Forbes.
That was a great time. Like, yeah,
shout out Forbes.
Like I made musically, that was the shape of a chord and it sounded fine, but the shape was a little awkward, like new take, like just stuff like that. So that's something I'm hoping to like grow from, like using GarageBand and not trying to like do stuff too.
For sure. And I think as precisely. You like, as you grow more and more, even like, dude, like you're doing so well already that like you're killing it with just like your like bare bones equipment. So I'm really excited to see what you'll do in the future, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah, that's the thing too. I'm lazy though. Like, I don't know.
We all are, dude.
Like, yeah, like I don't know if I see myself doing anything more polished than what that just was, like that I put out.
Right.
But maybe.
Right.
I could see myself getting rougher even.
I wanna like wrap up in a little bit because I don't want to waste so much of your time. But going back to like the lo-fi sound, like was that a big thing for you with like with the music that you like? Because I think it's so funny because I think I get a lot of different references. Not saying references, but like I would assume like, oh, this person likes Waxahachie or like Kimya Dawson or any of like those like lo-fi just acoustic singers or like Sidney Gish and things, but I don't even think you do.
I've never heard of those people.
Exactly. And like that's crazy to me. Like that's just like
it's, I'll tell you what I think that is a compliment though. I think it is a compliment to be compared to someone whose music you've never heard.
That's
or is that
no, I
is
totally
that blowing up in my face.
No. That's a huge thing. If like that wasn't even your goal and you're hitting that mark on the head, you're absolutely killing it, dude. Like what were the influences? Like for what were you like inspiring to like wanted? Like what were like the couple artists that you thought were really like powerful and like at least influence on this record? Or if there weren't any, then that's why I'm saying you're so unique with your music, dude.
No. But I think general influences, just like for me, I love Vampire Weekend.
I mean,
I love that band.
Who doesn't? They're great.
Yeah.
They're so great.
Yeah, I've listened to them for a long time. I mean, I like the Beatles. I always listen to Breakfast with the Beatles on Saturday mornings with my dad.
Oh, that's really adorable.
Back in the
actually.
Day. No, like I All right. I'm sure people have said this on your show before, but mostly I like songs. I don't really listen to full albums full discographies at all.
See, I'm like super the opposite. I think you know that. You know that I'm like a huge album freak and a huge, like, I deep dive so many artists.
Yeah. I think I need to build my tolerance to doing that.
I think it's because my vinyl addiction.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're more
of a music buff than I am.
Oh, I wouldn't even say but I would say that, yeah, no, a lot of our friends, are on the obsessive category of music and like movies and stuff.
Yeah, that definitely helps me out because it helps like turn me on to new stuff that.
Oh, I mean, yeah, like
I wouldn't.
Again, like people like Sean and like Joey and like people like, you know, like we're obsessed. It's bad. And Steve and Max like are on a whole other level than I am. These are all people that we're friends with.
Yeah,
you know the listeners.
Yeah, so no
Steve and Max have both been on the podcast.
I listened to Max's. Max had to have some reference point to like see what this was going to be like. So
got it.
I listened to some of his. Listened to just some other ones.
You're a real fan. You're a real
friend
of the pod.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you're a friend of the
pod. Yeah, dude.
So I wanted to go through actually one more song if that's okay with you, before
as many more as you'd like, buddy.
Just before we before we head out and things, but because I'm also dying of heat and things. So last one I want to talk about is After a Loss.
Okay.
What? Because again, those lyrics are very like not narration, but very story oriented.
Yeah. Okay, so earlier I may or may not have said that. No, I didn't say this. That's the only song on this thing that I set out to write a song.
Mm.
I sat down and was like, I'm going to try, like people write, like make stories and turn them into songs. I want to try that. I want to do it. So that was my crack at that. Yeah, that one's about a kid who just did like a race, like a, you know, back in the day, like drag racing was a big thing. And he lost and he's crying because he lost, but he's telling people he got sand in his eyes because his goggles fell off.
Hmm.
So yeah. And
but
then
do you know,
home.
But like, that's literally like a full short story, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Like it is.
Yeah,
like,
there's
it just
definitely
is.
Room to like. Yeah.
Like it's genuinely so interesting to like get a look inside your head of how you create and like craft stories.
I got the inspiration for that song from a picture, a photograph that I saw.
See, dude, you're so interesting.
So I can't take all the credit.
No, but that's fascinating though. You saw a thing, you're like, I'm gonna make a song out of that. That's sick.
Yeah, that one relates to the that song, and there's another one, Senior Chords. Those
oh, that's
two,
a great song too.
I picture together.
Oh, do you? I would have never even known that. That's cool. It's
ones,
part one, part two kind of thing.
Not exactly, but those both take place in like the American Graffiti kind of like,
okay, like 1950s, yeah,
world of like, you know, drag racing and hot rods.
Fascinating.
And, yeah, Senior Chords is like, did you look up what that is?
What do you mean?
Senior Chords, do you know what that is?
Oh, like chords that you get at graduation?
No.
See, this is the things that I have no idea about.
Yeah, Senior Chords were like this little tradition in the Midwest. In high school and college, seniors would go out and buy corduroy pants. And they'd like draw on them. Like they'd draw their like, you know, favorite hobbies or like sports teams or like, if you got to look it up. If you look up Senior Chords pants, you'll it's easier to see what I mean. That's, but it's just so like a trend from back in the day. So that's kind of like,
but that's so interesting, dude.
Yeah.
Like, are,
well,
you,
I mean,
kidding?
Here. The first song, Yada Lock. Do you know what Yada Lock is?
I don't.
That's from Yu-Gi-Oh. You know Yu-Gi-Oh?
Ben, we used to play Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's from that.
That's so.
It's a strategy that like people would use in tournaments.
Jesus fucking Christ, Ben.
But that's the thing, and then like,
but that's,
all right, do you know,
and you're creating these like, it's so fascinating, dude.
Dude, I'm giving you like a whole freebie thing here. All right, what's another one? Blow Up. Do you know what Blow Up is?
Blow Up 66.
Yeah.
I have no idea, Ben.
It's a movie from the 60s. You should.
I don't see. I'm not even like, I'm a cinephile, and I don't even know this shit.
You should watch it.
I will now, guys. Another plug for this episode. Go watch Blow Up from 1966.
Yeah, go watch Blow Up. Go research the Yada Lock.
Yep.
From Yu-Gi-Oh.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. There's just tons of little stuff that I forget. That's in.
Oh my God, dude! You're ridiculous.
Ugh.
You're ridiculous, dude.
Dude.
Oh my God. You're crazy. All right, dude. I love you. Thank you again.
Love you too.
Dude,
yeah, can I do a plug?
Oh yeah, plug away.
Oh,
you're also vintage store. Yeah, your vintage store.
Yeah, if you have some vintage clothing.
Avid collector of vintage clothing.
Outbuilding, barn, like, preferably like your grandfather's, like World War II stuff, denim, Levi's, stuff like that. Shoot me an email at bpkvintageclothing@gmail.com.
That was the
Please,
most.
Please, I'm serious. That's not a joke.
No, I know you're not joking. And that's the most like articulate plug I've ever had on this show.
I do it like every weekend to like tons of strange old men.
That's
I
amazing.
Say that.
That's so. Oh,
that's how you find the stuff.
Soul. You're such an old soul, dude.
You gotta network. That's how you find the old stuff.
Well, if you have vintage clothing, contact Ben. If you also want to go listen to music, go.
Oh yeah.
Ben. You're plugging your record, right?
Wait, will you link this in
of
the?
Of course, I'll link it in the. Of course, I'll link it in the description.
Okay, because I don't
link
know.
In
how
the bio below.
Otherwise.
Link in the bio
okay,
below.
Okay, yeah, click it.
Click it.
Click it. You can listen for free.
You can listen for free. And I'll, you know what, Ben? I'll do you one up. I'll also link your vintage stuff.
Oh my goodness.
I'll link it.
Oh my goodness.
That's a double plug. That's exciting. Double
plug. Yeah. Wow. I'm so selfish.
Super. Yeah. You come on my show with two plugs.
I have the nerve.
You have the audacity to do
that. I know.
This.
I got away with it. Though.
You, yeah.
We'll,
you crushed
we'll
it.
I mean, the editing if I get away with it.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what makes the edit. Oh my God, dude, I will plug anything you need. I am such a fan of yours. I'm such a champion of you.
Oh,
and guys, again, vintage clothing, good music. Go check out Ben Keith. I love you, buddy.
Check out the Amy incident.
Oh, there it is. There are. There you go.